The other thing is on social media these days, some of the stuff that the algorithm will serve you can be disturbing, can be
disordered.
Yeah, it's like, and it's this wild extremes, because if you're on X, for example, and you're one second you might see a cute video of a cat or something, and then the next video is someone getting carjacked and shot, and it's like your mind is wildly veering between all these different modes, and it just can't be healthy.
Hey Matt, great to be with you today. We want to talk about leisure. And when I think about man today, he's got all kinds of machinery, conveniences, things that are supposed to give him so much more time for leisure. But I'm curious if you think, is man today actually capable, more capable of leisure than, say, a man from 100 years ago?
No, I would say definitely not. I think not at all. And a big part of it is the little boxes we all carry around in our pockets that eats up what could be actual restful leisure time, edifying leisure time. Mm-hmm. And so that's the problem. We've made life more convenient, so we have a lot of free time, but then it just gets absorbed into this box, you know. And I think that's – and there's nothing wrong. Like, I make my living on the internet, so
– yeah, it's a tool, right?
It's a tool, and it has a place in life, obviously, an important place. But it's totally taken over our lives in a way that is certainly not healthy. And so I think that's the problem. And I think that's why, you know, a lot of men today just don't really have any hobbies because – and women too, because it's all their time. If they have free time, they're just doing this on the phone, you know.
Yeah, our bishop gave an example once about a hammer, and that if you have a hammer and you want to use a hammer for, you don't want to use it for everything. Otherwise, you just walk around hammering stuff. There's going to be a lot of disorder in your life, and that's kind of what we end up doing with our phone, right? That we try to use it and fit it into every place.
Yeah,
that it could.
And then it's not even just leisure. It's, I think people have forgotten how to relax and engage in leisure time. People have also forgotten how to just think and daydream. Let your mind wander. That's part of being human.
Yeah.
A lot of your best ideas I've found in the creative field will come in those moments where you're just kind of sitting. And I this is what I say sometimes to my audience. Like, try just going into your living room and sitting on your couch and then just sit there. I'm not saying this is not like meditation. You're just sitting. And I think most people will find that they can make it about 20 seconds before they reach it for the phone. And it's crazy to think that actually there was a long time in human history, people used to do this. There'd be times when they were just kind of like sitting. That was a thing people did.
On the front porch.
Yeah, on the front porch.
Just sitting there.
I was in a waiting room the other day. I was going to a doctor's appointment, and the right waiting room is full. And I'm on my phone, just kind of reflexively. I kind of stop myself and I put my phone away, and I kind of look around, and of course, there's 20 people in there, and no one looks up the whole time. And I think that for every one of them, they'll go to their doctor's appointment, they'll leave. And if you were to ask them about how many people were in that waiting room with you, they wouldn't be able to even give you an estimate.
Right.
Can you tell me, like, what color shirt the guy next to you was wearing? No clue.
No idea. Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so as Christians, you know, why do you think God gave us a day of rest? Like, what was the purpose of that?
That's an interesting question. I think it's a lot of what we're talking about, that having leisure where you're not, I mean, working is important,
right?
But it cannot be your entire life, and because then you're just, you know, then we're like insects, we're ants, you know?
Robots,
right? And if you look at like an ant crawling around on the ground frantically, it's just always doing something, doesn't even know what it's doing, but you know, insects don't, there's no leisure. They're never just like hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
They're always building something, or they're trying to catch food, or that's any animal, in fact, almost. So this is one of the things that separates us from the animals, is that we're able to have moments where, if you were to ask us what we're doing, we say we're not really doing anything. At least we're not doing anything to try to feed ourselves in this exact moment. This is not work. This is just leisure. And that's why I think it's important. We were talking a second ago about, you know, fishing. That's my number one favorite leisure activity. That's my hobby.
Yeah.
I found I say it's important for men to have hobbies, but once you get married and you have kids, I found you, if you can do two, I'm impressed by guys who have two hobbies. I don't know how you pull that off. I've found you probably have time for one, especially because male hobbies tend to take a little bit longer. Maybe you like golfing, so that's a whole day thing.
Yeah, I don't know how guys do that.
Right. But fishing is kind of a whole day thing too, if you take it seriously, or at least it's several hours in the day. And that's what I love to do. And one of the things I love about it is that when I'm fishing, I'm just fishing. So a lot of times I'll go out on the lake, I'll come back. I like to kayak fish. I like, you know, my perfect thing is a kayak, quiet lake, like 5:30 in the morning on a hot July morning on a quiet lake. No one else is around. I'm out in a kayak. That's my happy place. And I'll be out for a couple hours, and I'll come back, and sometimes my wife will ask me, like, what do you think about when you're out there just casting? And I tell her I think about fishing.
Right.
That's all I think about. I just think
you're
about –
you're going to be shocked by this. But.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not plotting to take over the world. I'm not thinking about work. I'm not thinking about any – I try not to think about any of that. And what I like about it is it's just the act of casting and reeling in and catching, and that's all you're doing in that moment. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to have moments like that.
Yeah, I do think fishing is a unique leisure activity because it involves all of your senses. You know, it's almost scandalous to even think about, oh, I'm going to be listening to music while I'm you know, it's like, no. Like, it's just the quiet.
Oh,
you
yeah.
want to be able to hear the nature around you. You know, it's all part of the activity.
Exactly.
And it's just because of it uses all the senses that I feel like it really hits leisure pretty hard.
Hey, have you broken a rosary in the last 6 months?
Because I haven't. I've been using the same one for the last 8 years.
So have I, and I've even let my little boys pray with this rosary without worrying about it breaking.
That's because we use rosaries from the Catholic Woodworker. Heirloom quality, built to last.
So go pick up one today. Go to thecatholicwoodworker.com.
And make sure to search for the official rosary of the Catholic Man Show.
I did Exodus 90 this last year, and on the day one, you know, no technology, no nothing. There's basically no entertainment. And I remember sitting on my couch doing what you were doing, like, what am I going to do? And I just sat there and I decided, I'm going to press into this. I'm not going to look for anything to do. I'm just going to sit here and reorient my appetites right now and just
be.
I'm just going to sit here and let this just do this. This is all I'm going to be doing. But I wanted to ask you, Matt, your opinion on it. How do you think social media has disordered our view of leisure or even other things like television?
Television has had that effect a little bit, but it's not nearly as bad as social media. Because television can be a legitimate form of leisure.
Yeah.
As long as it's not, you know, if you're watching it 7 hours a day, that's a problem. If you're watching trash TV, that's a problem. But you can sit down and watch something on TV it could have artistic value, so that's
sure.
perfectly valid. Or there could be a communal aspect to it. I'm a big football fan. We like to watch football as a family. I really enjoy that. That can be inordinate sometimes. If sports takes over your life, I think that you shouldn't let that happen as a man. But anyway, so I think TV can be a legitimate form of leisure. I think social media really can't be. I think, and again, I say this as someone who I do, my job exists in large part on social media, or at least that's a major tool of my trade, mm-hmm. let's say. So I'm not saying that it's intrinsically immoral to ever go on social
sure.
media, of course. But I will say, if that's your number one form of, if that's your number one leisure activity, then I think there's a problem.
Yeah.
Because it's, I mean, what are you doing on social media? You're passively just absorbing images and sounds and messages one after another, you know. And there are other ways you can engage. You can talk to people. You can. So that's where I think social media, again, if you're doing that in moderation, doesn't take over your life. Right. I think that's where social media can have a real value. You can connect with people who are interesting. You can engage with interesting ideas. So all that is good, and that's what I try to use it for. But I think where it's like the thing in the waiting room, where it's just this. Whatever the algorithm serves me, I'm here for it.
Right.
And I'm
right.
gonna.
Almost like you're waiting to find out who you are as yeah. you're scrolling and scrolling.
You're this passive receptacle of yeah. of anything at all, which also is what differentiates it from TV a bit in that. Yeah, people will go on, you know, back in the day, there was channel surfing, which doesn't really exist anymore because everyone does streaming. But even on streaming, you'll have people that they go on Netflix and they're just like desperately looking for something to watch. But generally, at least for me, if I'm watching TV, it's I heard about this interesting show. I want to go watch that show. Mm-hmm. I want to go watch that show. That's a different thing from, okay, I'm going to open up this little box here and I got nothing in mind in particular. I'm not looking for anything. I'm not engaging in it. I'll just whatever they serve up. And I think that could be very disorienting to the mind and desensitizing too. Because yeah. the other thing is on social media these days, some of the stuff that the algorithm will serve you can be disturbing, can be
disordered.
Yeah, it's like and it's this wild extremes. Because if you're on X, for example, and you're one second you might see a cute video of a cat or something, and then the next video is someone getting carjacked and shot, and then that, right. and it's like your mind is wildly veering between all these different modes, and it just can't be healthy.
Yeah, so there's definitely an intentionality that you have to have whenever you're looking to use these different types of tools, right? And you've been talking about like ordering your life. This is one of my favorite books called The Intellectual Life. It's by a good Dominican, Serge Lange. He's a French Dominican. But he said this, and I thought it was really interesting. He said that one thing alone, according to St. Thomas Aquinas, gives real rest. Joy. Hmm. He said, what do you think about the relationship between leisure and joy? He like bridges this gap that like when you're out there fishing, that's true joy. Right, you're by yourself. You're just thinking. You're this there. You're in the moment. Creates joy. I think there's some sort of relationship between rest and joy.
Yeah, I'm kind of stumbling around trying to find the problem with social media and why that doesn't count as leisure. And maybe that's it. Like, I think you can enjoy aspects of social media. You can find certainly distraction and stimulation and all these, but no one is feeling joy. Like you're right. not feeling joy on Twitter or on Instagram. That's just not a place where joy can exist, really, I don't think. And so maybe that's the problem. But something like fishing. Now, there's a lot of people that for fishing, there's no joy there because it's so boring for them.
Sure.
But if for whatever reason it clicks with you, then, yes, there's joy. I think for guys that love whatever, woodworking or golf or whatever the case may be, there's real joy in it.
Yeah. You know?
So I just have a last question for you. As a father, what do you do with your family to help establish like a habit of leisure so that your kids, you know, this that they have a sense of real leisure as they
some
grow
sort
into
of tradition,
adulthood?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we try to – we have different things. You know, we and this is an important thing too. We talked about TV that that's an easy thing at the end of the day. To everyone's tired and grumpy or whatever, and you say, "Okay, well, I'll just sit around and watch TV." And that's something wrong with that. Sometimes we will watch TV. We have certain shows that we love as a family. Mm-hmm. There's a show called Alone that's all about.
Oh, dude, yeah, I'm big. Yeah, I love Alone.
Yeah, we love that show. So that's a family show. We all love it. We watch it. We're looking for it. It starts a new season, I think, in a few weeks. So one thing we try to be intentional about is not leaning too heavily on that and doing things like. Playing a board game as a family, like family activities, family leisure activities, that especially when you have young kids, it takes there's effort you know, because you have to teach them the game. They're going to be frustrated.
Right.
And you're going to have people are going to get, there's going to be hurt feelings. You know, the first time you play Monopoly with young kids, it's a traumatizing experience for everybody. They all lose all their properties. And
Dad wins.
Dad always wins. I always win. That's the rule. But so you can anticipate that as a parent and say, I don't want to get into all that. That's, we'll just put the TV on. But if you can push through that and say, okay, I'm going to make the effort, even though this is supposed to be leisure, it's going to require effort and frustration at first anyway. But what I get on the other side of that is that once they learn how to play these games, then I can actually, you know, it's like when you're sitting down with a two-year-old, when we have two-year-olds, and I'll sit and we'll play Trains or something. And you should do that with your two-year-old kid. But I'm not – playing Trains is not something that I enjoy. Right?
Sure.
I enjoy being with the little kids. As the kids get older, I think one of the great joys of parenting, if you put the effort into it, is that you can do things with your kids that you actually enjoy yourself doing. I love board games. And so if I can get my kids to a point where I could just play with them and they're good competitors, and so there's really no effort. Like, this is awesome. I got people in the house. I've got board game partners in the house. But you got to put the effort into
to do that.
Yeah.
Hey, we're out of time. I appreciate you talking with us. We have a gift for you. It's a rosary from the Catholic Woodworker.
Oh wow.
They hand make them at heirloom quality. So anyway, we wanted to give that to you, but
thanks.
We appreciate the opportunity to talk. And
that's amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Appreciate it.
Cheers.